Thank you. Hello, everyone. Welcome to LH1 Live 2026. That is insane. For anyone counting at home, we've been doing this since 2013, which is a long time. My name is Jessica Loomer, and I am your LH1 Live host today. I'm just super excited that everyone is here with us today. We've got a great big crew. We'll kind of walk through like the purpose of the call and kind of what we're going to tackle today. This is LH1 Live, and for anyone that's new to the call, and just kind of kicking off the year, it's the call is all about everything that you guys want to talk about. Last year, our last January call, we had such a cool call, and I want to kind of repeat it. The question I kind of had out for everyone for as we kick off a new year is, what do you want to bring for to LH1 Live, or what do you want me to bring to LH1 Live for that upcoming year? And that whole kind of call, we talked and brainstormed various topics and sessions that would be really beneficial, things to be able to share with each other. Obviously, the biggest point of this call is to create community for us to learn and grow from each other or with each other. And that's what we're all here for. We're all connected by LH1, and as you heard, there are so many family members on here as well. And as we connect, but gosh, LH1 is it's a tough disease, and as we kind of truck through it together, it's only better when we do it together, not to quote conference theme of last year. So I'll kind of pause here and kind of talk through. Everyone feel free to be unmuted, make it a conversation. I just wanted to like pause quick and say hello and happy new year. It does feel like we haven't been on a call in so long. If just to kind of recap our last month's call, which was December, I had two wonderful guest co-hosts who are on the call again today, Maria Johnson and Chris Lawton. When we called it our favorite things call, and we talked about like all the cool things, cool gadgets and gifts and tools and tricks that kind of make like our lives a little bit easier as LH1 being affected. And so I'll kind of pause here and share that. I was like, just for the reference of the call, now you guys can hear my 11-month-old golden retriever puppy decided to play tug of war right this very second, which is perfect. My name is Jessica. I've been affected since 2012. And gosh, been able to have the opportunity and privilege to be able to meet so many of you on the call today, which has been really fun. So last year, I kind of threw it out that like, what other calls and things do people think would be really helpful to be able to have? And I'll just kind of highlight a couple of like really cool things. I mean, all calls were great last year, but some of them were we talked about service dogs and had someone come in and kind of chat about their service dog and why they love a service dog, what they did, kind of the ins and outs and applications. We had a book club where various people kind of talked through like book clubs that they had in the past or that they've been part of, and kind of how they get books, how you access books, and kind of like various books that people love. Shout out to the psychological thriller people out there that love those crazy books. I like to sleep at night. And then we talked about cooking. We had the favorite things. We talked about assistive technology per usual. Of course, I think we never have really a call that goes by without talking about Meta glasses. We'll kind of sidebar that for a different time. But other things like that. So those are kind of the highlights. And I am positive I forgot about other. Oh, we talked about fundraising. So we had a ton of cool calls last year. So I wanted to pause here and throw it to you guys. What calls or what would be most beneficial as we kind of take on the next year? How can we best support each other? What would you guys like to hear about?
Wow, so there's some things there that I missed over the last year, and I wish I'd been in on some of those, like the book club one and the cooking one. I hope we can repeat those because I didn't miss both of them. That sound like really fun calls.
Well, I have a better that we probably won't repeat, but I can, but there's recording. So, that gets like kind of sets me up perfectly. So if you go on the Facebook page, when you see the LH1 Live sticker, it's a blue sticker, or blue, like picture that says LH1 Live, you'll actually see the recordings for every single call. We have that since for years and years. If you're looking for a podcast that you never thought you ever needed, and you want to hear my voice far too much, you can check those out. And so, yeah, all of those calls, are actually recorded. And so we actually have a list as well, so we can kind of share that with you. But yeah, so you don't miss out.
Okay, well, did they also post somewhere on the website?
Yes, and I don't know that off the top of my head, but I could ask Lissa, where is the recording on the website, Lissa?
Okay, I've been affected for almost 2 years now, but I'm still finding Facebook really difficult to navigate. So,
Yeah, no, totally understandable. Lissa, do you know exactly where it is on the website?
If you go to the community tab, and if you scroll down to the second section, you'll see the familiar LHON Live logo, the blue with white and yellow LHON Live It's Your Call logo.
Cool.
And just on top of it, it says to listen to recordings of prior LHON Live events. Just click the button. So it's right there.
Cool.
That's where you'll find
Oh,
it.
cool. Well, that's awesome. If you are looking for ideas, I still think those two subjects would be really good to repeat because I'm sure I could come up with more different things to talk about. I've been trying to run a book club for my blind club over the last year, and there's still different things for people who are vision impaired for a book club,
Oh yeah, that's exactly what. Oh, well, check out the call first, and if you think there's more to expand on, let's reconnect and we can go from there. But gosh, there's lots to cover. So, what other ideas do you guys all have?
So it's Chris from Long Beach again.
Oh yeah, hi
I've
Chris.
been, affected for a little over 2 years as well. The cooking call was a lot of fun last year. Maybe we could do like a home living one to kind of like broaden out a bit more with
Ooh.
because it seems like there's always a couple of new people on these calls, which is great. And then I've only had this for about 2 years, but at this point I'm able to, along with a bunch of other people on this call, like Lorenzo and all, to give tips for newly affected people. It doesn't just have to be in the kitchen, it could be the bathroom or the cleaning and whatnot.
Yeah, I remember a nice tip about sorting socks that was helpful.
Ooh, okay,
Yeah,
like
bump dots and
doing
all that
life with
stuff. Yeah.
LHON.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, I love that. Thanks, Chris.
You're welcome.
This is
Yeah,
Maria.
maybe.
Something that was brought up on the last call was white cane and
Oh,
orientation
yes.
mobility. Yes, and the to use a cane or not to use a cane, and then the different types of canes and when to use it, when not to use it, and it's your choice to use it. So that was something that got talked about a lot on the last call. We kind of went a little rogue on that, but
Yes.
I think that would be really popular.
Ooh, great. I'm so glad you brought that up. I totally forgot about that. Thank you so much, Maria. That's perfect.
And
That's it. Oh, go ahead.
on that subject, it's kind of like, with our particular thing, you might find that a cane isn't necessarily important, but sometimes it's like a signal to people. And sometimes there's times when you don't feel like
Yeah,
signaling to
I've never
people.
talked to.
So that's
I didn't
kind of
introduce
a
myself, but
subject. When is it, when do you want to signal to people that you have vision loss, or when do you feel like not signaling?
I think that's, I mean, we'll kind of ha we'll have to make sure we'll kind of not rabbit hole that now, but I think what's re really important to bring up, Teresa, is that like everyone's vision is different, and so like that may be specific for you, and it might not be specific for other people here on the call. So I think that's something to be cognizant of. So yeah, no, I love that. Let's channel that for another call, but love that. And we have a ton of O&M people, experts within our LH1 community that we could be able to tap. So that's perfect. I think I heard Lorenzo.
Like I said, I'll save a story. I just recently had a thing with my white cane, and but I'll save that story later.
Okay,
But yeah, it's
awesome.
definitely class on the different styles and everything for sure. For sure.
Love
And I
that.
think,
Okay.
yeah, because I think people don't realize the value of it because they're afraid to use it. So if they were to
Yes.
test it, and then see what it can do for you. But again, we'll go there. Onward.
So someone mentioned navigating Facebook was difficult for them. I'm a disabled American Army vet, and it's through the VA that I got a computer that has Zoom Tech software on it.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't know anything about Zoom Tech software as a sighted person. Why would I? But it makes navigating a computer so much easier for me. And anyone that's not familiar with it, you might look into it because it just, from my perspective, really helps me actually use a computer.
Have you heard about our assistive tech calls?
I'm sorry.
We have a there's a system tech calls every 2 to 3 months. I can't wait to, that's usually another good call to be on. They'll get posted in the Elhan Facebook group, but Liz would have to remind me. I think it's either every 2 or 3 months, but
every
we
other.
Had a big talk.
Every other. Other.
Cool. But we had a nice Zoom text was one of our things we were talking about on the call. I think it was early last month. We were talking about Zoom text on tablets, computers, phones. But that's always a really good call to be on if you're new to this.
I know we were talking about mobility and white cane. I think another kind of cool topic would be traveling. And traveling could be bus, plane, traveling places, especially if you want to, you know, your dream is to go to Europe or another country. And that can be very daunting to someone who maybe is visually impaired, but, you know, it can be done. There's assistance, there's things out there. Airlines help, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I was just going to bring up, Jessica, the Blind Travelers Conference that a couple of us went to, where we were able to speak with Uber and Airbnb and United Airlines and talk about what we want or what we appreciate and what they do and give our gripes as well. But I was not trying to focus on our gripes as much as what we love. But that conference was great because it was not only us with LHON, but it was others that were fully blind, you know, zero sight. So it was great to be around others like us.
There's a lot of help out there every step of the way. There really is. So I encourage people to take advantage of that.
Okay, can we make this the road trip itinerary to the 2027 San Diego conference? Ooh. All this plan from where we get from where we live, how to get there?
Yes. I say yes, Lorenzo, to Maria. Of course, I say yes.
I love it.
San Diego road trip 2027.
I don't know where next year's is, but is anyone else on the line that was a, is anyone
no,
else on the line that no, but for the Blind Travelers Conference. Anyone else on the line that was out there with me? This is Megan.
Doesn't sound like it, but we did talk about travel last year, but or for 2025. But I do know that, like, obviously with you going to conference or that conference, but there are a lot more, I would say, services this year from last year. Things are changing pretty fast. So I definitely think we could add traveling back on to for 2026's LH1 calendar, especially because we have so many other things to kind of bring up. We had Julia as our guest speaker kind of talking through international travel too. So we could, we could kind of bring in a different set of panel of people and other resources because, TSA Cares. There's some cool stuff. So I'll add that one. Love that.
Yeah, TSA Cares and the Sunflower Lanyards and a lot of different things.
Yeah, I'll add that. Maybe I'll add that closer towards maybe towards the end of the year when holiday travel comes up or as people start preparing for the 2027 LH1 conference, get everyone kind of prepared for all the getting our ducks in a row for that.
Yes.
Sounds good.
I've got relatives near there, so I'm planning to head down for that one.
Perfect.
In fact, relatives will have the gene. So, you know.
Have them come.
Hey, Maria. I think you said before that our block got extended for 2027, too, for the hotel.
Our block.
Like the hotel block got extended. It's like a couple of days longer.
I don't have the dates, you know, offhand about how far they extended. It's been a while since I read the contract, but I believe they've extended 3 days, 2 to 3 days before and 2 to 3 days afterwards to get same rate.
Nice.
You know, and it's a really, really good rate. And so you can come in early, stay later. The conference is a Friday to a Sunday. So make it a little vacation.
Maria, can you actually just back up and kind of tell us, give a whole like little conference scoop?
On the spot scoop. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Here we go. When am I not prepared to talk about conference? So Again, this is Maria Johnson, and I happen to live in San Diego, and you guys have seen me, you know, in the Facebook groups and all of that for years. And our conference is going to be taking place April 30th through May 2nd of 2027. So yes, that's in like 17 months. There is no conference per se this year, just LH1 specific. If folks would like to go to MitoMed, which is put on by UMDF, who we used to do our conference with, partnered with, we are not doing it this year, and we are skipping forward to 2027. The conference, again, it's so far away, but you know, we kind of know a schedule, but to be, you know, can we change, starts on Friday, and we will start with a welcome reception Friday evening, and we will have a full day of conference on Saturday and a half day of conference on Sunday. We will end around 12 noon. We will have two rooms going. We will have a full room lecture style, and we will also have a roundtable room that we can go back and forth with within the same level, just basically next door to each other at this hotel that we have chosen, which is in the Mission Valley area. I know that means nothing to most of you. In the Mission Valley area, which is, you know, pretty centrally located, it's about, I'd say, to get to the beach, you're talking 20 minutes. It's right outside of the hotel is a trolley stop, which can take you right to downtown, right to the stadium for any baseball lovers. We don't know if the Padres are playing, but as some of you know, in St. Louis, we did go to a baseball game one night. So still sketching out exactly what we're planning to do, but we want everyone to mark their calendars, to plan to attend. You have lots of time to plan, lots of time to save, and we want to draw 250 people to this conference. In the past, we have gotten as many as 150. We want to add another 100 to that. There's no reason we can't get everyone to sunny San Diego and have an incredible time. And as many of you know, this conference is like a family reunion, kind of a family you never thought you'd be in, but well, if you're here, you are. So it's so much more than a conference. It's really a place to connect, get resources, and find support among each other. And also is one of the largest gatherings of affected individuals that come together in the US. This is not only for the affected folks. This is for moms, dads, sisters, brothers, spouses, partners. There's something for everybody. And we always make sure of that with our agenda. So if you're a mom, there's going to be plenty of other moms. If you're a dad, there's plenty of other dads. A spouse or a partner, lots of spouses and partners. If you're a sibling, there's other siblings. So there is something for everyone, and we invite everyone. It is a family affair. And to dates one more time, so you can write them down with a Sharpie, whatever you have, dictate it into your phone. April 30th, Friday to May 2nd, 2027. And absolutely, we will be promoting this, doing a save the date. And as we get closer, more and more and more information will be coming out. But that's my way too long promotion. But we will keep talking about it the closer we get.
Can you repeat where it will be held?
Yeah, it's in San Diego, and it's at the Doubletree Mission Valley. If you have relatives down here, yeah, they'll know where the Mission Valley is, and it's the Doubletree by Hilton.
Okay, and then the Mission Valley. The conference itself is at the same place where you have the rooms.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It is. And what's so great about this hotel is that the entire first floor has all the conference spaces in it. It has the bar lounge, and if you know, you know. Mm-hmm. It has a restaurant.
Yeah.
So there is no... There will be absolutely no way anyone will get lost. We are going to be the largest conference there. So we pretty much own the place. So we made sure that this was going to be a place that was that was easy to navigate, easy to get around, and that you would, we definitely, we're not going to get lost. We're not the big, we're not little fish in a big pond. We are the big fish. So I think we've made the right choice for our conference, and I'm super excited for everyone to try to join us at the location we've chosen in 2027.
Yay.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good.
Oh.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah, there's no way to, despite that great sales pitch, yeah, there's no way to overstate how great it is to be around other people that have this. I went like 2 months after I got diagnosed, and I think that's a big part of why I've been able to keep my head above water. It's just meeting all these cool people, just creating stories, because, you know, I've said before, like, only we know what we're going through. So it's great to just talk in person with these people for like 3-4 days.
And it's so great to see everyone holding their, my wife said this statement, I felt like home. I was with my people, my tribe, because everyone's holding their phones by their face to see and read things. Everyone has a cane. Everyone's bumping into everybody. It's a great time.
You can hear the talk back going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The voiceover. Yeah.
It's a great, seriously, I really felt good.
I agree. It was a wonderful experience. I can't wait to go to the next one.
Yeah.
Love that.
Good.
And agree.
It sounds really nice.
I can add to that. I went to the WCB conference in Seattle a couple months ago, and it was at the DoubleTree Inn in Seattle. And there must have been 200, 250 people there. And it was the Washington Council for the Blind. So it wasn't just lone people, the group, but the people with low vision and blind, a lot of people, and it was just wonderful. It really was. So I encourage people to think about that.
Awesome. This is Maria Mormon Time. The one thing that I will say is that I've never had anyone say to me at the end of conference, wow, I really regret coming. They all say, I can't wait to come back. So, you know, I want everyone to have that feeling and want to come back. To be again with people who understand and people they feel comfortable with and their tribe, as Lorenzo said, it's their tribe. And, you know, I remember meeting Christina Colo, I remember meeting Lorenzo and Chris, and, you know, there's a lot of deer in the headlights. There's people who've been affected for 40 plus years there. As like Chris said, he'd been affected 2 months and he and his mom came, you know, had no idea where he was headed. And, you know, he's one of our biggest promoters. And you do find that there are people there that are willing to help and support you no matter where you're at on your journey. And to talk to people that are going through the same thing as you, for this is for the affected, but it's also for the family members, because they're also being able to talk to people that can relate to their position. Moms, dads, like I said, partners, spouses, that they also need support. And they'll find it there too. And it really can make the difference whether you know, sink or swim. Tim Johnson came for the first time in Charlotte and had only been affected for a short time. And he's come to every conference since. So, you know, the stories go on and on, and I won't go on and on because y'all know I will. So anyway, we'll be talking about it lots more as the months go by.
Yeah, thanks, Maria. It did give me a really good idea that Daniel just mentioned and Megan, that maybe we should also start every LH1 Live for, as we kind of talk through, like, what calls are happening this month within our own community, also kind of sharing other conferences or things that people, events that maybe people are going to. Especially if, like, I mean, there's so many people kind of in your own backyard. And if you're going to something that's maybe virtual or free or a conference that someone's looking forward to, maybe we can kind of, we'll start each LH1 live call, or kind of as we kind of talk through LH1 calls, I'll make sure to call out to say if anyone's going to anything or attending something to do with accessibility or blindness, to be able to share. So we can kind of all share that too. Love that.
Yeah. Jessica, something I just thought of was like home design.
Oh yeah, tell me more. Keep going.
So like when we were talking to the Airbnb at the travel conference, like I was talking to them about like stairs in the home or like the amount of lights, like because we thrive on the most lightest possible, right? I mean, at least I do. I think most of us do with LH1. But, others with other visual disabilities, want it to be dark. So, having dimmers in your house, but also having as many lights in your house as possible is like really, 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 really helpful.
Yeah.
I think
Maybe we
that's
can kind of pull Maybe we can kind of pull that into the living with the living with LH. Well, I don't want to call it living with LH1 because that's a conference panel, but like doing life with LH1. I can maybe like weave that into
yeah.
the first one because we talked about
Oh,
cleaning and maybe like
yeah, no,
lighting.
I like yeah, no, I
Yeah.
like that.
Okay, cool.
Home organization could fall into that.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's something that everybody experiences or not. For me, I don't necessarily like bright lights, and at the very beginning, I was very sensitive to bright lights, and but it's become more normal that I don't necessarily like everything to be super brightly lit all the time. So I don't know what the comparison to everybody else is on that one.
Yeah.
It must be different for everybody, I'm sure, because I'm with you, Tess. I don't like bright lights. I don't like it, super dark, but bright lights still. I'm almost 2 years into this now, and I wear I'm still working actually, and there's a few places at work that are very bright, and I have to wear glasses to walk into those rooms because it's actually kind of a not painful, but it's just bright lights kind of hurt my eyes still.
Yeah, somebody on this group recommended me. I think it might have been Maria, the glasses that I have with the specific special
Amber.
lenses.
Yeah.
Is it the amber lenses
Yeah.
or?
Yep.
Not the amber, but
Yep.
it's actually something that went through a special company for
Huh.
that's from
This
Irene.
is Maria Axom.
Yes.
I believe it's Axom glasses. Yeah,
Yeah,
they are
Axon optics.
specialty glasses developed by a neuro-ophthalmologist. They were initially created for people with migraines,
Right.
and they block out, I'm not going to say this right, but certain wavelengths of light through the eyes to help settle down a migraine. But what they also are light sensitivity glasses as well. And my doctor recommended, because I'm very light sensitive, and I've gotten more so over the years. I've been affected 12, almost, yeah, 12 years, 12 and a half years now. And he recommended light sensitivity glasses. I think it's called photophobia. And it's, some people are more light sensitive than others, but like the gentleman was saying, there are places, restaurants, I'll put on sunglasses because it's so bright. But yeah, so Axom, I believe it's
O-N. It's
AXOM.
AXON like Nancy and then optics, all one word, axonoptics.com. And
They
you have to
are
find,
very expensive. They are very expensive. They are expensive, but if you get migraines and are light sensitive, it might be worth it. I have a pair, and if I have a migraine, they're the first things that go on. And there is just this sense of relief that kind of washes over you when you put them on, to help just, like the gentleman was saying, it's almost painful. The light can be certain types of light. So, but I love the idea of Airbnbs putting in dimmers. I love that. Megan, I think that's awesome because that's fantastic.
I have those glasses that I got from recommendation from someone on these meetings, and I keep thinking about I have them for daylight or bright sunny days, and we have very few of those here these days. But I always am sorry that I don't think to bring them in the car at night because those car lights coming towards me, I tend to want to sit in the back seat behind somebody because when a light car is coming towards me, it blinds the whole sky is like firecrackers. It's extremely effective and not pleasant. It isn't, I don't get migraines, but the brightness is more than I look can be comfortable with. So if anybody's tried them at night, I'd be interested in your reaction.
They could definitely be used at night. And I, you know, I'm the same. I sometimes forget that I have them to put them on, but you can find much less expensive pair of light sensitivity glasses on Amazon, and that will do, you know, roughly the same thing. Not maybe not as upper end or high level, but you can get them to where you could have a pair in your purse, a pair in your kitchen, you know, wherever you want to put a pair. All the places we all used to put our reader glasses that don't work anymore. And you, I always carry a pair in my purse. They may not be the expensive ones because knowing me, I'll lose them. But just in case, you know, I just need them for inside of a store that doesn't require sunglasses, but maybe just taking a little bit off that light would be nice. So those, it's definitely, it's worth looking into, and you can get them fairly reasonable on Amazon.
Until you put your prescription in, then it gets expensive.
Well, there's that. Yes, there's that.
I'd just like to share with the group that something I discovered. My son, Zach's been affected now two years, but him and I still go to the movies. You know, we sit right down the front and just went to see Avatar, the movie, about 3 nights ago, and it's in 3D. So we put on glasses, right? And Zach said to me that the best he's ever seen anything in 2 years he's been affected. With the 3D glasses on watching Avatar.
Weird.
That's weird, eh? Like, I said, get me on. You get me on. He said, no, no, honestly, he said, I can see the colors. I can see things that I normally can't see. I thought, oh my goodness. Oh, yeah.
That's just awesome.
I went to see the second Avatar movie, it was before my vision loss, but we had to go to a 3D one, and then I got so motion sick from that one in 3D. I actually barfed in the movie theater, which is gross, but anyway, sorry. Yeah. But I didn't imagine that 3D would be easier. I actually have more vision loss in one eye, so I think it probably wouldn't work for me, but that's interesting.
Yeah, just one of these things you discover, you know, in this disease that's throws things at you that you've no idea, you know. It's
crazy how different it is for all of us. It really is.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go see a 3D movie now.
I know, I want to try a 3D movie.
I don't know if we're all gonna go. But the audio descriptions for Avatar are actually really good too. So does he use that kind of device when you go to the movies?
No. This is the first time because obviously Avatar was 3D, but you know, we sit right down the front and he can. The only thing, the subtitles, sometimes I've got to tell him what it says. He can't really read them, but he can take the full picture in. But to a certain degree, I mean, I don't know what it'd be like, but
What you got to do is go to the customer service and ask for the audio description device. Most movie theaters have them. I don't know if they do for sure where you are. You can call ahead and ask, I suppose. So then you just get an extra set of headphones and it describes what's happening on the screen. So even if you can see it pretty well, sometimes it's actually nice to have that little extra description. Sometimes it's annoying, honestly. It depends on the movie. But the Avatar movie was pretty good, actually.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you bring a pillow for the back of your neck in that first row, though?
I knew somebody would say something like that. Yeah. Always going to take one for the team.
My husband won't let us sit in the first row. We have to sit in the middle where the handicap seating is.
Oh, listen, there's a smile on his face, and that's all that counts to me.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, that's awesome.
Nice.
That really is.
Yeah.
Hey, Jessica, how about an update to the like mental health stuff? You know, the packet.
Ooh. Yes. Workbook,
whatever we called it, I forget.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. We had
success stories or whatever.
I love that. Okay, yeah, let me write this down.
May we get Jonathan Dater to come on?
You just said the words in my head. That's yes. Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Oh, I love that. That's really cool.
Somebody to come talk about mental health.
Yes.
Yeah, we had a great session. Look at me speak for Maria. We had a great session at conference this past year on mental health. There is a really cool booklet that's out there with a really good resources. You can check that out on LH1.org under resources today. But also Jonathan Dater, who is one of our own, he's affected with LH1 as well, and he's in mental health physician and just super cool. But also to have I mean, it was kind of a it was a double win. It was somebody that with that practices mental health but also understands us because he has LH1, so double win. But yeah, that'd be a great session to bring.
Yeah. Also, maybe interesting to find out job opportunities in that type of sphere.
Mental health.
The
I quickly wanted to sidebar and be like, ooh, job career choices. But then I was like, I shameless plug that would be perfect for the navigating employment call that happens. And so I'll also kind of preface that for anyone new that's joined to our call, we have over 100 calls that happen throughout the entire year, which is just bananas. And these calls range from a ton of different topics that are probably more specific than what we're talking about here today. So LH1's Live's purpose is like everyone, anyone, we come one, come all sort of thing. And that's the goal for this call here today. There's other calls that are super specific. So there's a navigating employment, there's navigating education. There's ones for various regions. So everyone that's kind of in various, I heard Syracuse. So there's a Northeast call, there's a Southeast call, Midwest, a West Coast call. So various regions, but then also like a sisterhood call. So maybe you're affected, or maybe you're affected or not affected, but carry the gene. There is a call for moms of affected kids and dads of affected kids. And remember, when we
parenting.
say kids, there's a parenting call. Yes. So there's a ton, and I'm telling there's a teens, young adults. This should be a quiz, assistive technology.
Onset over 60.
Ooh, I've had after 60. There's that one. So there's a
Yay.
lot. I'm like, what did I forget just now? But I think I almost we almost named all of them. But with that, you just kind of whatever call kind of speaks to you and where you feel the most comfortable. Given we want you to feel most comfortable anywhere to jump up and speak up just like we are here today. This call, as you know, is being recorded. We will at the top of the hour turn the recording off. So if you wanted to ask something that maybe wasn't appropriate for a recording or just didn't want that recorded, but the other calls that I just listed off that we just kind of all the other ones, those are not recorded. So that's kind of makes it a little bit more, I would say, of an intimate space where you can kind of ask those questions or have those conversations. And they're smaller groups. They're 5, 10, 12, 15 people versus like the 30, 40 that are typically here. So just kind of give a little bit of landscape of what the calls look like.
So I have a topic that was at least, I don't know if it was done last year, but I remember for some reason, I remember last year's January meeting when we kind of talked about it, but like board games and recreation ideas, ways to still have enjoy yourself.
You know, we did have like we did talk about it, which we actually never did. So maybe I'm putting this one back on, and instead of actually doing a game, kind of talking through game night, like accessible games or like, yeah, something like that. I love that because I feel like I got asked this question a ton, especially in December, and people had questions on it. So maybe we should bring that back, especially to get us all prepped for holiday family fun stuff. So maybe that's like an
Yeah.
October call.
Yeah, we did that a little bit in December. We did touch, for anyone who wants to know, we did touch a little bit about games. Chris, Jessica, and I on the December, last December, well, this last month's call, just if you're curious.
Yeah, a little bit.
It's too bad I didn't make it to that call. Okay.
Check out the recording. It's perfect.
Another, subject or something that I'm passionate about that maybe other people might be interested in and maybe don't have the confidence to try is I like gardening and
Ooh.
gardening with disabilities or gardening low vision or gardening blind is it's doable. So if anybody, maybe that could be like a part of living with LH1 kind of situation.
I join
What
with you on
about
that call.
one of my
what about
favorites.
actually?
Hey, bring Chris Lawton on that one.
I would love that. This is Chris, by the way. All right.
Yeah,
Oh,
Lorenzo.
it is. Oh,
Lorenzo
right.
here. I'd love to join you with that call too.
Ooh,
Megan Davidson too.
Daniel will be there.
I'd be interested in ideas about that. I have given up on the gardening since my onset, pretty much.
It can be done.
I'd love to share any advice that I could, and it's kind of what I do with my job, but it's also my passion and hobby at home. So.
That's true. Chris, so if we were going to have a gardening call, so then people could leave with that advice and then go garden, what month should we have it?
Well, I'd say before the summer, before spring. I mean, maybe in the next couple March or April or something like that.
Oh, March. March, sold. Okay, perfect. That's March call.
Uh-oh, what did I just do?
Oh, no. You're it.
Chris, I'll co-host with you if you want. I'll be fine. If you want this, Lorenzo.
All right, fine, Lorenzo. We're committed.
I have a lot to add to that one.
All right, perfect.
Planted 140 trees on my property since I lost my vision.
You planted?
140.
Chris, I'll ping you.
Wow.
All right, well, we're come back in March. Bring those stories. What else we got?
Was there ever a thought about having, I know, there's community blogs and stuff like that, but with where we could go on a call, I guess, to get in touch with each other. I don't know if there's an easy way of doing that. So someone posted like an open session. I'm trying to say this, or if it's once a month where anybody's around and wants to get together just to chat unrecorded type of thing. So with a Zoom call,
like an open call.
Open session, yeah. Like, maybe two people, maybe 80 people, maybe five people. I don't know. People could just log in. I don't, just throwing this out there. I don't know if that, it'd be unorganized, but it'd be one of those things people just could chat.
Yeah. There is another group that I do that with that has called You Don't Look Blind, and they have a monthly, like a 5-hour open Zoom for anybody vision impaired, theoretically, to come in and just chat. And that's based in Denver, but it's kind of interesting. So I'm not saying that we're, we couldn't do that here with our group too, but it's an option.
Could be the LHON lounge.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah, there we go.
I always thought my son would be really good at telling the young adults. My son's a plumber, right?
A plumber?
The journey he went on when he obviously became affected, and working through every day being a plumber and still managing to sort of carry out his job, which he's doing really well. But it would be great to speak to some young adults, because a lot of people just think they can do an office job or that's all they can really do. Where Zach's story is a bit different, to maybe give people that inspiration to look at maybe doing a trade background.
Hmm. Ooh, I will. Awesome.
How old is your son?
He's 23. Right, he's a licensed. Yeah. He works every day. He's got so many tools. He's got a tape measure that gives it talks to him. He's got a laser light that talks to him. He's got all the tools. He's got his Meta glasses, and he's got a young apprentice which he's training to be a plumber, who does the driving and stuff like that. But the majority, he works maybe not as fast as he used to, but he still carries out the job every day.
We have to chat. This is Lorenzo. We have to chat because I'm back in my wood shop, and there's certain things I'm looking for in the past couple years, as far as measuring stuff. We have to chat more.
Yeah.
Love to chat with your son.
Did he become vision impaired after or before learning?
I finished his apprenticeship. Then it just happened. So, yeah, he was a plumber for four years. Then he became visually impaired. Then, we went through that whole, as you all know, what it's like. Then eventually, I think it was probably his boss is one of these people who's inspirational, and that made a big difference. He wouldn't take no for an answer, and because they were so close, So yeah, that worked out. But I did speak to Zach. You know, would you like to talk to people? Because he's still in a bit of, not denial, but he doesn't really talk about it much, only when he's wearing 3D glasses.
Yeah.
But, oh, yeah, it's we're really sort of proud the way he's sort of, but luckily enough, getting the tools to help been fantastic.
That is great. That's just great.
So if I was in America, I'd give you all a discount for your plumbing.
You know, two other good spots your son would be, I mean, obviously LH1 Live would be amazing, but there's a young adults call that I think he would just love. It's an absolute blast. And so that's actually coming up. So kind of keep an eye out there. That's about three times a year, but it's a crew. It's so much fun. So he might want to join that because that's all about guys his age.
Yeah, they would, he'd love to, and they would love him because he's so funny. You know,
oh, perfect.
He'll have them really in stitches, you know. He's the village idiot, but that's good. I like that.
Well, he's gonna fit right in because I was hysterically laughing for most of the young adults call last time, and I was having a blast. So he will fit right in. Bye.
Just watch for him, Zach Miller.
Okay, perfect.
Hey, Jess, it's Tim. Hey. Speaking of that, about being funny, Ed, you and I have talked about it, but I always think it's funny to hear everybody here say some sort of funny story or deprivating thing that happened that they can laugh about. And I've got a ton of them. I'm sure everybody else is out there got a ton of them, but it's kind of maybe a thing to say like, okay, who's got the best story this week or something like that. Just, you got to laugh at it. Otherwise you will get depressed, but you got to, you know, live with what you have and enjoy it.
That's a good idea. I like that idea.
I love that. Yeah. I mean, coping or keeping it light, it's all kind of things that how we kind of handle it. And especially, I mean, and no one gets our stories like we all do here, you know, like, especially when you hear like the moment that I touched a mannequin, cause I didn't know, or I touched a real person cause I thought it was a mannequin. Like that was real awkward. But really funny when you share with a bunch of your blind friends. So well, I love that.
Done and that. I agree because I learn a lot from other people's funny stories. I won't do that now. Or I've done that, and I guess I thought I was the only one that did that. So it's good. It's fun to hear everybody's fun stories.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, no, it kind of puts some light on it. Like LH1's hard. It's coping's hard. Like it's not every day is super easy and light, but to be able to get back together with a bunch of your blind friends and we can all laugh about it, like, heck yeah, let's do that. I love that. Thanks, Tim.
You know, because I have to promote usually. This is enough for a full call, but we do have the Elhan Collective. I've been a part of the fundraising social media stuff recently. We do have working on like a new website. We just kind of relaunched a Facebook page in November. We're working on LinkedIn, Instagram that aren't ready yet, but hopefully in the coming months. But maybe once that all gets settled, we could talk about that on a call and kind of get that all launched for everybody.
Ooh, like a collective like check-in or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, cool. Because we could maybe have like you join and various people from collective could be able to kind of give like share some of that stuff. I love that.
When do you want to do that?
I don't know. I haven't, that's a good question. That wasn't timely, like gardening. Okay. Gardening, we have to like really get it on board.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're still a few months away, I would think, roughly, from getting everything set. So maybe second half of the year then.
Yeah, I love that.
I'd like to ask Lissa a question.
Yeah, sure, go for it.
I don't think I receive the Pacific Northwest LHON email list anymore. How do I get back on that?
I will check my MailChimp account and see what it's showing me, and I'll get in touch with you and close the loop and figure it out together.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
You bet.
I think one important thing too I'll share is that there's no longer a Pacific Northwest specific call. It's just Pacific Northwest has joined the West. So it's Oregon and it's like the whole crew on the West Coast. We're all together. We're just like one big happy family now. So yeah, so check out for the West call.
And it's a big success for the for Australia. I mean, I just hit that link and I'm there. It's fantastic.
Ooh, love that. Okay, great. I love to hear that.
I tried to work out the time zone. God, I got myself nuts. I was on Google. I was on there. I just clicked this link and I got right through, no problem. So fantastic.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. That's great. Okay.
Has anyone ever thought to ask what the world LHON population actually is?
Melissa, I know.
I've seen it estimated at 35,000, but I don't know that it's a reliable figure.
That's it?
Yeah.
I think that's actually high. Because I think the U.S. is more like, pardon me?
There's 8 billion people on the planet.
Rare disease.
We're talking about the reverse lottery. We're so special.
4,000 or so in the U.S., maybe a little bit more, but not many.
Wow.
Yes.
Not many in the medical world know about it.
It's like the reverse Powerball.
This reminds me. I think this would be a good topic for an evening for an LHON Zoom. Would be just to talk about the medical issues. And, you know, I went through a stage where I just wanted to know all the details, and then the other times you don't. So I feel like, you know, it'd be good to have a specific Zoom talking about those medical things and the new issues or things that they've come up with, anything, you know, anything going on.
Well, I always turn to listen because she's such a good researcher, but I wonder if we couldn't add a monthly edition, such as whether any new clinical test trials pop up and in what region, so people could be notified, to maybe they could get involved in a clinical trial.
What I would say is that if there had been anything new to know in the last few years, y'all would have heard about it, but there really hasn't been much new to know. And the few things that have happened in the last, say, 5 years, the eligibility criteria tend to be very strict. So rather than getting the 6,000 people in the global Facebook group all hot and bothered about something, it's been more efficient to say, they need 12 people that look like this. I can find those 12 people. Let me go find them. And not get 5,980 people sad that they didn't get to participate. That's kind of how it's worked. But there isn't anything right now happening, so it's not like you're missing
it. Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
No, but still, it's like getting all that medical details information might be nice to be able to ask those questions if there's. I know Lissa knows so much about this.
Well, when you talk about those medical detailed questions, are you talking about vision or are you talking about the whole body?
Oh.
Sometimes a little both maybe, but I mean.
Because you're talking about the whole body, I don't remember if Jessica mentioned it, but we do have a group for LHON Plus.
Right,
That group meets on Saturday mornings every so often. I think the next one is Jan 31. And that's where people who are curious about, you know, migraine or cardiac or muscle weakness or peripheral neuropathy or anything happening in the body where you're going, I wonder if that's related or not. We hop on there. And then there's a couple of people who have been uniquely or specifically in a targeted way handling those comments and questions. So if that's what you're looking for, that's what I would refer you to. And then if you're asking about vision, it's not like there's a whole lot new. It's people newly learn, we all see LHON blue more than anything else. That's a thing. Right. We do. Or we talk about Charles-Bonnet syndrome. Phantom images. You get that too? That's a thing. Didn't know. And then Paul Laurie helps them out. Or, you know, and we, so, but it's not like there's some new 10 symptoms that we need to talk about. Like, it's not like that exactly.
Yeah. I guess I just feel like that was something I kind of wanted to talk about more, especially as I was first affected and it might have been nice to have a specific Zoom to talk about like symptoms and or medical statistics, things like, well, for example, when I was at my neuro-ophthalmologist, he said something that made it sound like everybody who has the gene is very likely to get triggered. And I know from your statistics that I don't remember the exact numbers, but actually being triggered is not highly likely. It's just, yeah, more likely if you're a man than a woman, et cetera.
Teresa, this is Lorenzo in Connecticut. I guess that's leaning towards what I was talking about for the Elhan community. You know, if we do something once a month, just from this time, you can just Zoom in and you guys, we can just chat and we could talk about anything, just our experiences, not medical. You know, we're not medical doctors or not this. This is what I experienced when I did this or went to this doctor and share. And that was how I was getting to that community. Because I belong to another little group, Zoom group that kind of does that. So maybe that does work for that too. I don't know. Just an idea.
Yeah. There was that thing in Australia, which was, I was kind of thinking about since we have the one person here from Australia, where the mitochondrial embryos transfer was successful. And that's very helpful in LHON related.
It was originally done in London. At the, I think it was one of the Oxford eye clinics. Then they gave it to Australia, to the Monash University, who are seemingly setting up a facility that they can do it. I've emailed them a couple of times because obviously I've got a daughter as well. She's thinking along these lines, not made any decisions yet, but we're just waiting for information come in, and if I get anything, I'll let you know.
Wow. Yeah. See, that's exciting. I have two daughters. So
That's very interesting. And in 10 years, they'll have ways to do that for preventive care.
I think they've had about 5 or 6 babies already.
But isn't it 8?
Really?
Lisa was telling us about the details about that.
Yeah. There's ways to test it. And it's very interesting.
Yeah, it is. And once I get more information, facts, I'll share it.
Yeah, that's fantastic. It's only in Australia that they can do that.
England.
UK.
Yeah. UK too. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the United States has to get a little bit more advanced.
Yeah. I don't know. But certainly they're doing a good job.
I was going to bring up the plus calls as well. Lisa did. I've only been on one of them. I think it was the last one. But that call was probably more medically dense than any other call I've been on, you know, with, you know, employment, Elhan or LHON Live and all that. I learned a lot from that call. And yeah, you know, there's a few people on that call that didn't have any vision issues, but they had other issues related to the mutation. So I highly recommend going on that one as well. I learned a lot on that medically.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I got to say that over the year and a half plus I've been on this, I learn more and I teach my doctors, not just my neuro-ophthalmologist, my other doctors, more about what I need than that they know or they think they know. So the more you can educate yourself and be your self-advocate on here, unfortunately, because like we said, it's a very small group. The better you'll be.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, there's a topic, advocacy.
Ooh, great. Thank you, Maria.
Yes. You have to learn fast and hard to be your own advocate real quick.
Okay. Love that.
And you know, here's something sort of related to that subject. The recent study that I can't remember the last, her last name is Cook, but it's spelled K-O-C-H, so the screen reader says it wrong.
Amy Cook rhymes with Scotch. She has it after.
Yes, Amy Cook. Did you get a copy of the results of that?
I did.
Okay, great. And so I don't know if that's available on the website, but I really thought that was nice summary of kind of the psychological issues involved with LHON and that kind of thing.
Well, I've found at my age, I have a lot of people who've moved to Florida, and in Florida, the population of older people lose their acute vision. Nothing to do with LHON, but there's a lot of group, I wouldn't say therapies, but they have people come and speak to them about all the gadgets that are out there to assist getting around with the vision loss. So in a community where there are a lot of older people, you do have opportunities to learn more than we do as individuals.
That's wonderful.
Yes. I will say I live in a retirement community type place, a place that a lot of people like to retire to, and the blind club that I'm involved in, most people are retirement age. So yeah, it kind of tends to tend to be a lot of more retirement age people that have vision loss, and they're all very nice to get along with too.
Jessica, it's Maria. I have one more thing, Jessica. One more thing. I was kind of waiting for like this break. Okay, so I just got back in touch with a guy named Zachary Blair out of New York. And he was someone I connected with probably 2 years ago, and then a year ago, and then 6 months ago. Anyway, he has done a short film on a woman, a young gal, I think she's in her 20s, who is a tattoo artist who becomes affected with LHON.
Ooh.
And he has been putting it together for a long time, and I have been advising and consulting on the project. And he is, I hadn't talked to him since like July, or, you know, he always tends to hit me up at conference, which is, everyone knows, not the right time. Yeah. But I texted him and said, hey, I haven't heard from you. What's going on? Just, it's been a hot minute. And he said that it actually, they filmed it in 4 days. And they are in post-production right now. He is hoping to have a, a polished, version of it in the next handful of months. And I thought, how fun would it be to have a showing on via Zoom or something? Maybe it's a live call.
Oh, I love
Maybe
that.
It's a watch party. Live. A watch party.
Watch party sounds fun.
I know. And it's only like 11 minutes, something like that, he told me. And, you know, he's still working it out. Of course, you know, audio description came up, and, you know, he is basically, he did crowdfunding to raise the money for this. And so it's just him producing this film along with some other folks. And he's super excited about it. He is thrilled with how it's turning out. And I said, look, if I would love to do a watch party via Zoom, again, to be determined, but I would love to do a showing in San Diego at the conference too. And he said, I am so up for coming to San Diego. So who knows? But I think, you know, how great to show this film, the short film, to people in the community who can absolutely relate. He also talked to Joey, because Joey Hernandez, for folks who know her, she also is an artist, and to talk about the lighting she uses, how it works for her. He really did interview a couple of people that I referred him to. And then when it came down to the viewing, even down to the scotoma and the grade area and how it went out and the blur and, you know, all the things. So he took
Maria, he's the tattoo artist.
No, the story is about a tattoo artist. It's not real. It's just a film he wrote. Yeah. And she becomes affected as she's tattooing, and she can't see the person's, you know, skin. And she, all the things she goes through. And then she, anyway, I won't give it away. But it took him an extra year plus, year and a half, to raise funds, but also he wanted to get it right. He didn't want to rush into it. He wanted to get it right and do his research. I even sent him my visual field test so he could see the progression of the blind spot. And we've talked quite a bit about it, but anyway, I think it would be super exciting. And so Jessica, maybe you could just pencil it in, and maybe we could figure something out later in the year.
Oh yeah,
I think it'd be really awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. On the UK Leon site, there's a blind photographer So and he's got some fantastic pictures he's taken, you know. They're all in black and white, but they look amazing.
Yes, I think there was a video out about him, and it was really great.
Yeah, it was. It was good. Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Okay,
ideas,
yeah,
guys.
Love that. Add that.
Great ideas.
Cool. All right. Well, if anything else pops up, holler at me. Let me know what you guys think. We'll kind of keep the feedback coming. If you want to see something different, say something. But we are at the top of the hour, a little bit past, so I do want to be respectful of time. And kind of pause the recording. So, Alyssa, if you don't mind ending that for us, it'd be wonderful. Oh, wait, before you do that.
Yeah.
all right. Let's talk calls that are coming up in January. I have my email pulled up here. All right. So it's a short but sweet little list this month, but so only to get prepared and get excited for next month, but this is going to be cool. So we have LH1 Live. As a reminder, it is the first Wednesday of every single month. And for reference, the Zoom call that y'all got on here for today is the same Zoom call you use for every single call. The next call is Thursday, January 15th at 5 p.m. Pacific, and that's Navigating Education with LHON. Then on Wednesday, January 21st at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, is Moms of LHON Affected Kids. And remember, kids are all of all ages. So, gosh, I'm nearly 40. So, and my mom says I'm still a kid. And then last but not least, it's Saturday, January 31st at 9 o'clock Pacific. So, difference. This is the Saturday call, not our typical LHON time frame. And this is the LHON Plus call. So, something's really important to check out. Teresa, as we were kind of calling out other symptoms beyond just the eyes, check out the LHON Plus call. And the two lovely people that run that call are super experts, so it's wonderful. So as always, thank you. A quick shout out to all the people that do host all these calls all throughout the year. Over 100, like I said, that's a whole lot of calls and a lot of topics that a lot of people give their time. So just want a quick thank you as we kick off the year and all the time that they dedicate to our community. So I so appreciate it, and we all do too. So check out those three calls. That just means that we're also probably in February will be a lot of regional calls, so kind of keep an eye out for all of that, but we'll kind of keep you informed. Check out we don't actually have the LH1 calendar quite out yet, but all these calls will be posted on the LH1 calendar, which you can find on lh1.org, going into the community page and seeing calendar. It also comes out on the lh1.org email that comes out monthly, and also on Facebook. So multiple areas to be able to learn about these calls, to see what kind of best fits for, especially what fits for you. So check those calls out. Now, if you would please stop the recording, that'd be great.